The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal Baseball is on the air.
Yeah, pitch. There it is.
Swing and a line drive to right center field. Rounding first and holding right there. Jeremy Harrell with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harrell Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's in Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Rounding third, they're going to try and send Weezy's home. The throw to the plate. They got him! And warm greetings from the corner of Hatch Avenue and Green Street here on the Coldwater High School campus. Coldwater Cardinal baseball is on the air. It's actually an MHSAA Division II baseball district semifinal game featuring the Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Al Rackesee. Our pregame show brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. And Al, looking at this matchup, I can't even think of a time when Coldwater and Parchment may have seen each other.
I can't either, Sean. Good to be here today on an absolutely gorgeous day for baseball, but I really can't recall any time that we have played Parchment in basketball, baseball, football anyway. May have run into them in soccer or in volleyball at some point. But first meeting that I can recall of these two teams, at least in baseball anyway, and should be a pretty good game, actually, for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals come in with a 20-14 record, Parchment at 15-17-2, so a bit of an unknown quantity that we're going up against today.
Well, you mentioned the Cardinals, 20-14, following the doubleheader sweep Wednesday against Sturgis to close out their final season in the SMAC East at 6-8 and in fifth place.
Yeah, the Cardinals did a really nice job of taking care of Sturgis in two on Wednesday. And obviously that's a big rivalry game, and Sturgis has made it to the finals of the district here by knocking off Vicksburg a little bit earlier today prior to this game. So Cardinals looking to get into that district championship match and have another rematch of sorts with the Trojans.
We'll talk about all of the other action that has transpired in and around Branch County in a little bit. First, let's take this two-minute break, and then we'll come right back and talk about the Parchment Panthers from Lau Field. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Moms always give the best advice. Good girls, Michelle.
And Melissa here from Rainbow Motor Sales. We're selling cars faster than we can get them, and we hate having an empty lot. So we're taking our mom's advice.
Mama said buy you out.
Trade in any car, and even if you've had past credit problems, based on the nicer, newer car you choose, I'll give you up to $1,500 off.
Mama said buy you out.
So I'll buy your old car, and you can upgrade your ride today.
If you've had a job for 1 month or more and bring home at least $200 a week, trade in any car and drive home a nicer, newer car today.
Are past credit problems making you feel like a lightweight? Our For the People credit approval process will come out swinging to help you get approved.
But Mama said to end this deal once we've helped 20 people. And when she talks,
we listen.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna.
And we're a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall. Earth can be a real mother if we don't take care of her. So don't toss your metal scrap out to sit in a landfill. Bring your broken, beat-up metal junk to OmniSource, where we pay you top dollar to let us recycle it, so you can be good to the planet and your wallet. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
You don't need a special occasion to make a meal special at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. That's because they have dinner specials every day, including Monday's Wing Night, Tuesday's Crab Cluster, and Wednesday's Steak Specials on Porterhouse and T-Bone. Stop on Thursday to save $1 on all house favorites, Friday to save $2 on prime rib, and Saturday to save $2 on a ribeye dinner. Barbecued ribs make Sunday special at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Side from Lau Field for this MHSAA Division II Baseball District semifinal game between Parchment and Coldwater. Sean Delaney, producing and engineering, back at the WTVB studios a couple miles to the south of us, talking about the Parchment Panthers. For Cardinal fans, really an unknown quantity, but we can tell you, as we talked about earlier, a 15-17-2 overall record coming into this game. They finished fourth in their league, the KVA. Their previous action, actually three doubleheaders last week, their final league doubleheader of the season, where they were swept by Kalamazoo Hackett 5-0 and 4-3. Doubleheader loss at Vicksburg 6-0 and 7-6. And then last Friday, they lost at South Haven in 6-1 and 14-9. And they had the week off before today's contest against Coldwater. And, of course, the winner of this game will take on the Sturgis Trojans for the district title. About some of their key players, well, the coach's son, Alex Dreyer, a sophomore, is the team's leading hitter with a .398 average. He's the starting shortstop. The starting pitcher for the Panthers, Austin Mead, with a 4-4 record and a 1.65 ERA.
Yeah, you know, it's as we were going over the roster a little bit earlier, it looks like a very young Parchment team for the most part. Of course, our Cardinals are relatively young, too. So, you know, it should be a really good matchup today. And, you know, as I mentioned before, we just got an absolutely gorgeous day for baseball today. So we're going to be bringing you this semifinal game. And unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you the championship game should Coldwater make it. But if you get an opportunity, listen to us for this one, folks, and then if Coldwater makes it, come on out for the championship after that.
Treat yourself right at Dairy Queen. Get the DQ $5 lunch, your choice of a quarter-pound grill burger with cheese, three chicken strips, or a chili cheese dog, all with a regular fried drink and small sundae for just $5, available every day from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For a limited time, buy one Orange Julius and get another one for just 99 cents. The May Blizzard and Blizzard Cake of the Month is Confetti Cake at the Coldwater Dairy Queen on South Division Street, Coldwater. We'll take this two-minute break and be back with some of the other action that's going on around the area. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA Baseball Tournament on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city price.
Surprise Dad this Father's Day with the thrill of a new grill or smoker from Nottawa Gas Company.
Now in stock, quality made Holland grills, Traeger grills and smokers, Phoenix grills and Smokin' Brothers grills. And right now, all 20-pound bottle fills are just $10.45. Your family barbecue will never be the same when you surprise Dad with a new grill or smoker from Nottawa Gas Company. Just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or shop online at NottawaGas.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Get your pass to watch Spring High School Championships live on the MHSAA.tv website. One low cost of $14.95 gives you live access to MHSAA finals in track and field, boys and girls lacrosse and girls soccer, as well as the semifinals and finals in baseball and softball. Sign up for your pass to the finals at MHSAA.tv. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics. We talked about it earlier in the first game of the Division II Baseball District semifinal doubleheader here at Lau Field. It was Sturgis over Vicksburg 7-1. The interesting thing, that Vicksburg's lone run came on a leadoff first pitch homer in the bottom of their first inning, and you said that you were coaching your Little League team and you could hear the din all the way out to the Little League diamonds.
Yeah, it heard our PA announcer Quinn Berry announce the starting lineups, and all of a sudden there was a big roar from over here, so I figured something must have happened right out of the gate, and sure enough, as I got over here, it did.
But Sturgis came roaring back. The big blow was a grand slam, top of the fifth inning by, guess who, Chance Stewart.
Yeah, I understood he struggled a little bit in that game, but got the big hit for Sturgis. And as I was talking to Quinn after the game, you know, two pitches in that game made a big difference. A base hit just before Chance hit his grand slam. Then on the next pitch, he hits a grand slam that tucked in around the left field foul pole, line drive shot. And all of a sudden, Sturgis had four more runs and were able to come away with that 7-1 victory.
Over at the Division II Softball District at the Rotary Softball Complex, unfortunately, we have to talk about the end of the season for the Coldwater Cardinals. They lost to Parchment 8-2, so it'll be Parchment taking on either Three Rivers or Vicksburg for that district championship.
Well, I knew that the Lady Cardinals were going to have a tough match there. I looked at the softball standings from the last week, and Parchment was an honorable mention in Division II or Class B, whatever the case might be. And that other battle between Three Rivers and Vicksburg should be a good one as well. Those are two pretty well-established softball programs going at it in Game 2 over there. So the district final should be pretty competitive over there. Unfortunate for the Lady Cardinals, though, that their season ends, but a very successful one for Coach Tina Scheidler and the Lady Cardinals.
Bronson Quincy and Union City are representing Branch County at the Division III baseball and softball districts out at Constantine. And the lone score that we have out there so far, a big blowout for the Bronson Vikings beating Quincy 19-1 in their Division III district semifinal.
Yeah, the Vikings have been on a roll lately, and they played an awfully tough schedule all season long. And Coach Becky Gray has her girls ready for the tournament, and looks like they get off to a raucous good start against, unfortunately, the Quincy Orioles from across the county.
Well, we're close to having our first pitch, so let's bring you those starting lineups brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Today's special at Short's Root Beer Stand is their delicious fish dinner, and join Short's tomorrow for their loin basket. Check out Short's new soft ice cream flavors, including cheesecake and green apple, open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, Sundays from noon to 8. Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they happily accept your credit and debit cards. For the Coldwater Cardinals, who will be the visitors in this game since they lost the coin toss, leading off in pitching will be Grant Maurer. Batting second and playing second base, Brendan Spangler. Batting third, the third baseman, Brandon Lewis. Batting fourth and playing first base, Ryan Mock. Batting fifth and playing shortstop, Jordan Butler. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Austin Kresminski. Batting seventh and catching, Randall Linton. Batting eighth and playing right field, Michael Gillette. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Brady Duke. For the Parchment Panthers, who will be the home team in this contest, leading off and playing center field, Seth Dexter. Batting second, the shortstop, Alex Dreyer. Batting third, the catcher, Zach Roberts. And batting cleanup, the right fielder, Sam Nordquist. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Sean Conklin. Batting sixth and playing second base, Josh Colwell. Batting seventh, the DH, Peyton Pitts. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Jarrett Essman. And batting ninth and playing third base, Brady Jones. Starting off on the hill for the Parchment Panthers will be Austin Mead. We'll tell you about his numbers a little bit more as we go along this half inning. Grant Maurer stepping into the right-handed batter's box to get this game underway about 4.5 minutes later than the listed start time. Nice crowd filling in from both Parchment and Coldwater here underneath us at Lough Field.
Well, Grant's the starting pitcher in this game. Takes the first pitch, attempts a bunt, and it's a strike. So 0-1 to count on Grant. Grant comes into today hitting .312 on the season, leads the team in runs scored with 30, as you would expect out of your leadoff man, and also has done a yeoman's job on the pitching hill for the Cardinals, throwing 48.1 innings at this point.
Nice butterfly save by the catcher Roberts on the next pitch from Meade, 1-1, the count on Maurer.
See if Grant can get something going here, ignite the Cardinal offense a little bit here in the top of the first.
Swing and a grounder knocked down by the first baseman. He picks it up and gets to the bag ahead of Grant Maurer, one up and one down.
Great play by the first baseman, Sean Conklin, for Parchment. Had to dive to his right to catch that. Get up and get his balance and hustle back to the bag to beat Grant.
It's kind of hard telling what's going on with the Parchment players because their jerseys are, they look like a camouflage print.
Well, it is a camouflage print. School colors, maroon, black, and white.
First pitch to Brendan Spangler is a strike from the left-handed batter's box.
Brendan hitting over 300 on the season.
Pretty good sophomore season for him.
Oh, yeah, 301 for Brendan.
Next pitch is a curveball inside, 1-1. Just underway, top of the first inning. It's Parchment against Coldwater. Coldwater lost the coin toss, so they are the visiting team, although they will stay in their traditional dugout here at Lough Field alongside third base.
2-1 the count now on Brendan Spangler.
Cardinals wearing their home whites with the red numerals and trim. Next pitch. Again in the dirt. Backhanded grab by the catcher Roberts. 3 balls, 1 strike.
Yeah, one thing Brendan's very good at is getting hit by pitches. He's taken 10 of them this year, leading the way on the Cardinals and being hit by pitches.
Away for it. It's ball four. Last pitch to Spangler went outside and low, and in steps Brandon Lewis coming into the game with a 309 average.
Brandon been anchoring down the third base spot for most of the season, getting a break here or two from some other players, but also does some job on the mound.
First pitch is a fastball, just missed inside, 1-0. Meanwhile, Austin Mead is keeping his eye on Brendan Spangler at first base. Just underway, no score. Swing and a fly ball foul toward Green Street to our left, 1-1.
Brandon's got some pop in his bat. He's hit a couple of home runs this year and has 16 RBIs, scored 20 runs himself.
Next pitch.
Ooh.
That curveball did not miss by much. 2 balls, 1 strike on Lewis. Ryan Mock on deck. Brendan Spangler stands at first with one out. Austin Mead's next pitch is on its way. Spangler taking off, and the ball got away from everyone. Spangler's going to round second and hold up right there.
Brendan had a really good jump on that pitch. I don't think the catcher would have had any chance of throwing him out. So the Cardinals with a runner in scoring position now. Brendan Spangler on second base. There's one out in the inning. We're in the very top of the first inning. No score yet for these teams. 2-2 the count on Brandon Lewis.
Meade looking towards second now, delivers, swing, and a hard grounder foul to the first base side. Count remains 2-2.
Curveball breaking inside on Brandon, and he pulled it foul past Coach Corey Post down there in the first base box.
Austin Meade looking his catcher down, getting the signal, now delivers, swing, and a grounder knocked down by the shortstop, and Spangler is caught in a rundown. A toss to the third baseman, Spangler stumbling, and he's finally tagged out. Two down, Brandon Lewis on board on the fielder's choice with two outs. That'll leave things up to Ryan Mock.
Brendan kind of got caught in no man's land there.
Now you got to give credit to Alex Dreyer for realizing the situation and quickly getting back up after he had the ball in his hand.
Yeah, the ball, you know, Brendan had a lead off of second base. Lewis hit a hard line drive up just behind Brendan. And like I say, Brendan was caught out in no man's land there. Wasn't much he could have done about that.
Oh, in steps Ryan Mock, the Cardinals' leading hitter this season with a .390 average coming in.
First pitch is a ball up high.
Checked it inside the elbows.
Ryan with 34 RBIs on the season leads the team by a long way.
Swing and a grounder foul off of Mock's handle. One ball, one strike. No score. Top of the first inning. It's the Coldwater Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers in this MHSAA Division II baseball district semifinal game. Here at Lough Field, we're glad you're listening along on this Saturday afternoon. Next pitch from Meade, swung on and missed for strike two. The throw to the shortstop covering second base, not in time, a successful stolen base for Brandon Lewis.
Another good jump by Lewis that time.
Mock behind on the count now, 1-2.
So base hit, more than likely could score a Cardinal run here.
Austin Meade looks towards second, a pretty decent leadoff for Lewis. Swing and a fly ball to right field.
Oh.
Not quite, a diving grab by the right fielder for the final out of the inning.
Great defensive play by
Sam Norquist, the right fielder, with a good jump and a diving catch. Cardinals leave a runner on. We head to the bottom of the first inning, no score. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Grant Maurer finishing his warm-up tosses. He will throw to Seth Dexter, Alex Dreyer, and Zach Roberts. Parchment's 1, 2, and 3 hitters here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Grant Maurer on the season with a 3-3 record. His most recent victory coming in the top half of the doubleheader against Sturgis that we brought you on Wednesday. 48 1/3 innings pitched, 35 hits, 23 runs, 11 of them earned, 25 walks, 29 strikeouts. 1.593 earned run average and a whip, which is walks plus hits per innings pitched, of 1.241.
Seth Dexter steps in for Parchment, lead off the bottom of the first inning.
Dexter with a .333 average coming in, and he takes a first pitch, a curveball outside and low for a ball. Here we go. Next pitch from Maurer, swing and a line drive. What a jump and a catch by Spangler for the first out.
Good timing by Brendan out there at second base position. Line drive fairly hardly hit, but Brendan had to time his jump just right. Came up with a nice play, one out in the inning.
Oh, in comes the Panthers' leading hitter, who also happens to be the coach's son, Alex Dreyer. First pitch, the curveball is outside for a ball. Dreyer with a .398 average coming in, 12 RBIs. 25 singles, 6 doubles, 4 triples. He leads a team in triples.
Well, it looks like he's got some speed, and he hits from the left side, so he gets a little jump out of the box.
Rob Dreyer, the head coach of the Parchment Panthers, now in his 16th season overall coaching the team. Alex Dreyer, his son, with a 2-1 count. Next pitch by Maurer, swing and a grounder off the handle of Dreyer's bat, foul toward the Parchment dugout to our right, 2-2. No score, bottom of the first inning. It's Parchment against Coldwater, MHSAA Division II baseball district semifinal game. The winner here gets Sturgis later this afternoon. 2-2 pitch from Maurer. Just a bit outside. Good grab by Linton. The count now full on Dreyer.
Yeah, we'll see if Grant can put him away on this pitch.
Swing and a grounder off of Maurer's glove. He picks it up, throws to first, and airmailed it over Mock. Dreyer's rounding first, and he'll slow up at second thanks to the throwing error by Grant Maurer.
Well, Dreyer hit an absolute rocket right up the middle at Grant Maurer. Grant able to get his glove up, almost caught it, but the ball went off to Grant's right and tried to hurry his throw and threw it way over Mock's head. So Dreyer now standing on second base.
In that situation, it might have been better just to eat the ball there.
More than likely. But I had a hard time throwing him out. Dreyer is pretty speedy. Got down the line real quick.
As we saw, he actually slowed up a little bit midway between first and second. So in steps Zach Roberts, starting catcher for the Parchment Panthers. And you said that he has made appearances here at Lough Field over the summer, right?
Yeah, it's a name that I'm familiar with. I've seen him.
Swing at the first pitch, grounder to Lewis. His only play is to first for the second out. Dreyer stays at second. That'll lead things up to Sam Nordquist.
Good job by Brandon Lewis, checking the runner there at second base, making sure that he'd stayed at home and able to make the throw across the diamond to Ryan Mock for the putout.
Nordquist, one of the three tri-captains, along with Zach Roberts and Brady Jones, the third baseman for Parchment. He steps in the right-handed batter's box. Nordquist with just a .260 average. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball.
Randall Linton, the catcher for Coldwater, did a nice job of getting out there and blocking that ball. Holds Dreyer at second base.
Maurer looks towards Dreyer at second, now delivers to the plate. There's a strike.
Nice curveball by Grant Maurer. Totally caught Nordquist off balance with that pitch.
Had some late break to that pitch, too.
Yeah.
A 1-1 offering from Grant. Swung on. Line drive to center field. Brady Duke. Came up with it and never hit the ground.
Beautiful catch by Brady Duke. A diving catch.
That's part of why we named him McDonald's Player of the Game on Wednesday. We'll do it again at the end of our broadcast for McDonald's of Branch County. After one here at Coldwater, no score between the Parchment Panthers and the host Cardinals. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Get out of town. That's right. Get out of town. Hey, it's Joe Hisong, general manager here at Harold Chevrolet Buick, telling you it's time to get out of town. So for the rest of the month, we're going to help you. Come on in, get a new or used vehicle, and we're going to send you on a trip. You ask me, where to? Well, let me just give you a couple of choices you have. Lake Tahoe, Williamsburg, Hilton Head, Orlando, Florida, just to name a few. So, for the remainder of the month, you come in, pick out any new or used car, and we're sending you on a vacation. Summer's almost here, and it's time to plan. Do I want to go to Hawaii? Well, that's one of your choices. So not only do you get the guaranteed lowest prices around on all new cars and trucks and sport utilities, but you also get a trip. Sounds too good to be true? Well, come on in and check it out. Now till the end of the month. Harold Chevrolet is the home of the double guarantee. Guaranteed lowest prices, guaranteed credit approval. This vacation offer only lasts till the end of the month, so come in early for best selection. See us just north of the mound, downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Jordan Butler, Austin Kresminski, and Randall Linton due up for the Coldwater Cardinals here in the top of the first inning. The running line total for the Cardinals, who are technically the visiting team, although they're still the host. No runs, no hits, an error, and one runner left for Parchment. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. In steps Jordan Butler, who's done it all this season. Some pitching, some outfield, and today he's a starting shortstop.
Yeah, Jordan's had a really solid year for Coach Randy Spangler. Comes into the day hitting .280, on base percentage of .385.
First pitch is a strike.
14 RBIs for Jordan, 19 runs scored.
Austin Meade, the junior pitcher, gets it high and tight, 1-1.
Flag out left center field, blowing from right field toward left field.
Swing and a grounder right into the gullet of Conklin. He steps on first ahead of Butler for the first out.
Conklin doing a nice job down there for Parchment thus far in the first couple of innings.
Yeah, you're talking about the breeze blowing out toward left field. That's where both home runs in the first game between Sturgis and Vicksburg were headed to. The one by the Vicksburg player was a line drive that managed to go underneath the scoreboard, and then the grand slam by Chance Stewart right near the left field foul pole. Austin Kresminski takes a first pitch for a ball.
Austin batting .259 on the season for the Cards.
And he takes a pitch on the shoulder.
Doesn't faze him. Down to first base he goes.
Absolutely. Austin, incidentally, leads the team in homers with 5, which is, if I remember correctly, maybe a couple more than what the whole team had last year.
I think you're right. I think the only ones that were hit last year, if I remember, were Brandon Lewis hit 2 in the first tournament of the year. He's going to bring up Randall Linton for the Cards. Randall batting .268. Handling the catching duties today.
First pitch swung and missed for a strike.
Good fastball down the middle from Meade.
Getting back to potential home run power, the entire Parchment team only has one home run credited, and that was hit by Ben Geiger. Swung and a foul just out of the reach of Sean Conklin near the first base foul line. Linton behind on the count 0-2.
Coach Spangler trying a little hit-and-run action there with Randall Linton at the bat and Austin Kresminski over at first. 2 strikes the count on Linton. We got 1 down in the top of the second inning. No score in the ballgame. Kresminski on first for the Cardinals.
Meade looking. Now delivers to the plate. Swung on and a short fly ball to shallow right field. No problem for Sam Norquist for the second out.
Now batting for the Cardinals, number 5, Michael Gillette.
That'll leave things up to the starting right fielder for the Cardinals, Michael Gillette.
Well, Michael hasn't seen a lot of playing time this year, but one thing I do know about him, the kid can flat out hit, and he's batting .400 on the season. Only 20 at-bats, though, for Michael.
Spread out over 12 games. Kresminski taking off on the first pitch, which is a ball. The throw to the shortstop. Not in time, Austin, with a stolen base.
Cardinals doing a lot of running here in this game. It's the 3rd stolen base already for Coldwater.
You're talking about Gillette. 8 hits, 6 singles, and 2 doubles in the 12 games that he has seen action in. Next pitch almost got him in the kneecap, and another good stop by the Parchman catcher, Roberts.
One thing I remember about Michael in the alumni game that the varsity played against some of the alumni players from Coldwater High School, he got the walk-off winner in the bottom of the seventh in the nightcap.
And how did he do that?
Nice line drive into left center field.
Looks like Michael Gillette was trying to do the same thing. He swung and missed for a strike. Two balls and a strike on Gillette. Brady Duke on deck. Krasminski at second. Top of the second inning. Two down. No score. Coldwater and Parchment. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
Yeah, Michael just needs to put it in play. See if he can drive something through this Parchment infield. Right fielder kind of shallow. Center fielder about normal. Left fielder a little bit deep.
Good leadoff by Krasminski, making Meade think about it. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Well, Gillette stays alive with a 2-2 count.
Michael hanging tough. Fouled off that fastball from Austin Meade of Parchment.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning, deuces riled, except on the scoreboard, where there is no score at present. 2-2 pitches in the dirt. Full count.
Good eye by Michael Gillette. Pitch on the close to the outside part of the plate.
Krasminski takes his lead off. Austin Meade sets. Delivers the payoff pitch. It's ball four. Good job by Michael Gillette hanging in there after getting behind on the count.
Now batting for the Cardinals, number 11, Brady Duke.
So runners on at first and second with two outs for Brady Duke.
Brady patrolling center field for the Cards, hitting 258 on the season. Very knowledgeable baseball player, though.
First pitch is a curveball that misses outside to the left-handed hitting Brady Duke, 1-0. No score, top of the second inning, runners on at first and second for Coldwater. Austin Meade's next pitch. Fastball high and outside, 2-0.
Austin Meade has a real nice fastball, throws the ball pretty hard. See if Brady can connect on one here. 2-0 the count. Good hitter's pitch.
Meade delivers a strike. He just found the inner part of the plate on that curveball. 2-1. Krasminski at second, Gillette at first. Swing and a foul back to the screen, 2-2.
Curveball came in and got Brady on the hands a little bit. He was able to fight it off and foul it off. 2-2 the count, two outs in the inning. Runners on first and second for the Cardinals. Looking for a hit from Brady Duke to potentially knock in a run here.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. First strikeout for the pitcher, Austin Meade. Cardinals lead two on. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No score. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Where can you get great rates on your home equity or new mortgage?
Their interest is a whole lot cheaper.
We remortgaged our house. It's saving us a lot of money.
Where are closing costs clear and transparent?
We just got our first house. It's been smooth sailing. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Where can you apply online and have an excellent closing experience on time?
The turnaround time, they're super quick.
Consumers Credit Union. Imagine completing a mortgage application online in minutes.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
From the WTVB scoreboard, a final score from the first game of the Division III Baseball District semifinal doubleheader out at Constantine, and it was Union City eliminating the host Falcons by a score of 8-2.
And we have to thank Athletic Director Jeff Hammond from Union City for bringing us that score.
Bronson and Quincy are playing each other right now. Back here at Lau Field, Sean Conklin, Josh Caldwell, and Peyton Pitts. Parchment's 5, 6, and 7 hitters due to face the pitching of Grant Maurer. And the first pitch to Conklin was swung on and missed for a strike.
What's Conklin hitting on the year there, Sean?
Just a second. I'll pull up that sheet that I just got about an hour and a half ago from the head coach.
Second pitch is outside to Conklin. 1-1 the count on him.
286 average with 14 hits, all of them singles. 9 RBIs. Swung on and a short fly ball. It's curving foul. It sounds like it hit the top of the Parchment dugout. 1-2 on Conklin. Maurer's next pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. That's Grant's first K of the game.
Good pitch from Grant. Looked like a curveball on the inside part of the plate. One down in the inning for the Panthers.
In comes Josh Caldwell, a 304 average coming in. 14 hits, 13 of them singles, and one double, just four RBIs. He does have an on-base percentage of 429.
Swing and a miss at the first pitch by Caldwell.
The 0-1 pitch from Maurer. Curveball inside, 1-1. Caldwell did not bite on that. Maurer's next pitch swung on a grounder. One hop to Maurer. Short toss to Mockett. First, two up and two down. That'll leave things up to Peyton Pitts, the designated hitter, the team's second leading hitter. Hits for Parchment, a 364 average, 28 hits coming in, 24 singles and 4 doubles, 8 RBIs, and an on-base percentage of 443, slugging percentage of 416. Check swing, the first pitch is a ball inside, 1-0. Maurer's next pitch in the dirt, a tremendous stop by Linton. Got the ball in front of him and picks it up and tosses it back to Maurer just off the hill, 2-0.
Well, Randall got a little beat up on that one, took the one hopper from Maurer right on the left arm. Shook it off, though.
Next pitch, curveball missing again outside, 3-0. Good eye being shown by Pitts. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike. This time the curveball finds the inner part of the plate.
We're in the bottom of the second. No score in the game.
Swung on. Fly ball. Right center field. Brady Duke calls for it. Three up and three down for the Parchment Panthers. After two, no score between Coldwater and the Panthers. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com.
It's finally turning warmer. Look sharp and save on a 2010 Dodge Caliber Main Street four-door, auto, four-cylinder, zero down, and $199 per month. Mobilia also has a 2011 Ford Ranger XL, auto, air, four-cylinder, zero down, and $199 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dowler, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. See Chad Muckle's service manager and their factory trained techs. Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. See Chuck Feltner about Mopar Express Lane Oil Change Service. There's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With warm weather here, you need to know the best way to stay hydrated. Be sure you drink the right stuff, water, and properly formulated sports drinks. Stay away from anything that has caffeine in it, like pop and energy drinks. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Grant Maurer, Brendan Spangler, Brandon Lewis, Coldwater's 1, 2, and 3 hitters back to the top of the lineup here in the top of the first inning. No score between Coldwater and Parchment for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, an error, 3 left. For Parchment, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left.
Well, Grant Maurer to lead off the top of the third here for the Cardinals. Again, no score in this game. Cardinals are the visiting team via results of a coin flip before the district game here.
And that was a policy that the MHSAA implemented, I think it was at least 5 years ago that they started doing that.
Maurer takes the first pitch strike, outside part of the plate.
Before that, home and visitors for a baseball tournament game were determined solely by the placement on the bracket. 0-2 as Maurer swings and pitch and misses at the next pitch. Austin Meade's next delivery swung on. Grant pops it foul and out of play. A noticeable thunk behind us where the ball landed. Another 0-2 pitch from Meade on its way. Swung on. Fly ball, curving foul, and just past the diving efforts of Zach Roberts in front of the fence.
Roberts made a great effort for that, but wasn't able to hang on and come up with it.
Ball wound up landing about a foot shy of his glove, so Maurer stays alive in the at-bat. The winner of this game will play Sturgis for the district championship at 3 this afternoon. Swing and a line drive right to the second baseman Caldwell for the first out.
Well, Grant hit it right on the button, but unfortunately right at Caldwell, the second baseman for the Panthers. One out in the inning. It's going to bring up Brendan Spangler for Coldwater.
This has turned out to be quite the pitcher's duel early on, hasn't it?
Well, thus far.
No official hits for either team. Spangler swings at the first pitch and fouls it toward the Coldwater dugout. I bring this up because it's in marked comparison to the first game here at Lough Field, which saw some offensive fireworks, particularly in the late innings as Sturgis beat Vicksburg 7-1. Swing at the next pitch. Line drive to shallow left field. Essman for the second out.
Brendan Spangler hit the ball hard as well, but again, right at the left fielder for the Panthers.
Jarrett Essman, just a sophomore, and he barely had to move, so he was in good position all the way. That'll leave things up to Brandon Lewis. Bases empty. Two outs, top of the third inning, no score. First pitch from Austin Meade. Looked like changeup speed. It broke outside, 1-0.
Brandon Lewis at the plate for the Cardinals, hitting 309 on the season.
Swing, and the next pitch is fouled and out of play toward Green Street. Lewis behind on the count. thought it was 0-2.
Nope, 1-1. First pitch was a ball.
Now we'll make it 2-1.
Fastball up and out of the zone. Delivered to Brandon Lewis.
In the left-handed batter's box. Next pitch is a ball outside once again, 3-1.
Brandon Lewis looking for a hit or a walk here. 3-1 the count.
Breaking ball outside is ball four. A two-out walk, so Lewis reaches base for the second time. The first time he reached base was on a fielder's choice as Brendan Spangler was caught in a rundown in the first inning. Ryan Mock flew out to the right fielder his first at-bat. Takes the first pitch, a fastball down the middle, a pretty enticing-looking fastball. But it's a strike.
Got a feeling Coach Spangler might get Lewis moving on this pitch here, trying to get him into scoring position. There he goes.
Pitch was outside, and the throw is high. Lewis with a successful stolen base.
Nice slide by Brandon Lewis. Went to the outside of the bag and reached around and grabbed it with his hand as he slid by. 1-1 the count now on Mock. Lewis on second base with another stolen base for the Cardinals.
And Coach Spangler switching to small ball mode with no score, top of the third inning. Next pitch from Austin Mead is in the dirt. A good stop by Zach Roberts, the catcher. Two balls, one strike on Mock. Cardinals with a runner in scoring position, looking to crack the board. No score here in the top of the third inning. Next pitch. Good butterfly save by Roberts on that next pitch, 3-1. Wonder if Zach Roberts played some youth hockey and played goalie at some point.
Could be, but more than likely he's been a catcher probably for most of his baseball life.
Well, he said that he played on a summer league team that has played at Lyle Field off on over the summer. Next pitch was fouled and out of play.
Full count now on Ryan Mock.
Jordan Butler is on deck.
Two the count on Mock, two outs in the inning. Brandon Lewis standing on second base, just waiting to be knocked in.
Austin Mead now steps back onto the pitching rubber. Mead looks towards second, now delivers, swing and a miss, strike three.
Ryan Mock had a good rip at a fastball, but couldn't connect.
Cardinals leave a runner on. We head to the bottom of the third inning. No score between the Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers from here at Lyle Field. Our coverage brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Today's special at Short's Root Beer Stand is their delicious fish dinner. And you can join Short's tomorrow for their loin basket. Check out Short's new soft ice cream flavors, including cheesecake and green apple. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sundays from noon to 8, Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they happily accept your credit and debit cards. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-round healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Grant Maurer taking his warm-up tosses on the hill as we head to the bottom of the third inning. He will be throwing to the Panthers 8-9-1 hitters, Jared Essman, Brady Jones, and Seth Dexter. No score, no runs. No hits, one error, and now four left for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left for the Parchment Panthers. The winner here gets Sturgis Trojans later this afternoon. That's because Sturgis beat Vicksburg in the opening game of our semifinal doubleheader, 7-1. Over on the softball side of things, Parchman eliminated Coldwater this morning. Final score of 8-2. Three Rivers and Vicksburg are playing right now.
Well, in steps Jared Esmond, the left fielder for the Parchman Panthers.
Esmond with a .274 average coming in. First pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Linton. Ball one. Notice how many hitters in this lineup for Coach Rob Dreyer are left-handers.
Yeah, a lot of them, that's for sure.
1-1 now the count on Esmond.
Yeah, we mentioned the lack of offense thus far in this game. No hits by either team, but there have been some hard-hit balls by both squads.
Pretty decent defense. Only one error up on the board between both teams, and that coming from Coldwater. 1-2 now on Esmond.
That was a throwing error that actually Graham Hauer made a very good play on just to get his glove on the ball, but unfortunately overthrew Iron Mack.
Swing and a miss, strike three, second strike out for Grant Maurer. So each pitcher has two strikeouts apiece, both on swinging, all of them actually on swinging third strikes.
Game continues to move right along. It's going to bring up Brady Jones, the third baseman for the Panthers.
Jones with a .233 average. First pitch is a strike on a breaking ball.
Grant getting ahead of the number nine hitter in the lineup.
1-1 now the count, as you say that. The next pitch just misses inside.
Pretty good pitch, though, from Brant.
Our's next pitch swung on. A grounder stays fair. Picked up by Brandon Lewis on the run. Long throw to Mockett. First got him.
Good play. Had to charge it hard. Brandon Lewis did. Made a nice throw to Ryan Mock, who snagged it. Two outs in the inning.
Oh. Back to the top of the order.
Seth Dexter stepping in. Hit a line drive that Brendan Spangler leaped for and caught in the first inning.
I heard our PA announcer, Dylan Linklater, say Zach Roberts, he's not due up for another couple of batters. Those black numbers on those camo uniforms are very well camouflaged, aren't they?
Yeah, a little difficult to read.
1-1 the count on Seth Dexter. No score. Bottom of the third inning. It's Parchman against Coldwater. MHSAA Division II baseball district semifinal game.
Good curveball from Grant Maurer. Drops in there for strike two. 1-2 the count now on Dexter. Two outs in the inning. No score in the game. We're in the bottom of the third inning.
Next pitch is in the dirt. It got through the five hole and stops right there. Two balls, two strikes as Linton tosses the ball back to Maurer. Now Maurer taking his time, delivers a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Grant's third strikeout of the game.
Blew it right by Seth Dexter for the swinging strikeout.
After three, no score. Coldwater and Parchment, you're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Graduation marks one of life's biggest accomplishments, and Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater can help you give the perfect gift to your graduate. Give that special young man or woman a citizen's watch engraved for free starting at just $69.95 at Culey's. Your graduate will love the new selection of jewelry boxes and travel cases, or how about an ID bracelet or a pen and pencil set engraved just for them. 2014 can be extra special with a personalized bracelet charm or bead for her, a pocket watch, key holder, or money clip for him. And don't forget, diamond earrings never go out of style and represent life's most important events. Make this graduation year something very special with a gift of jewelry from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater since 1968. Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
No runs, no hits, one error, four left for the Coldwater Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left for the Parchment Panthers as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Coldwater sending up their 5, 6, and 7 hitters, Butler, Kresminski, and Linton.
Hopefully the Cardinals can get something rolling here and put the Panthers down in this ball game. Put a little pressure on them anyway. Jordan Butler to lead things off for Coldwater. Bounced out to the first baseman unassisted his first time up. Jordan hitting 280 on the season coming into today's action.
Austin Meade's first offering, squaring up to bunt, and went under the bat for a strike.
Well, Jordan saw the third baseman playing a little bit deep that time, thought he might try a bunt, but not successful. One strike on Butler.
Now the third baseman, Jones, back behind the infield cutout.
Ball up high around the bill, fastball inside.
I was going to say, it almost hit Butler. Actually, it might have hit the catcher before falling to his right. 1-1 the count on Butler. Next pitch from Meade, swung on, missed, strike two.
Cardinals need to shorten up their swings a little bit. The serves of Austin Meade are pretty quick, and a lot of guys seem to be swinging from the belt.
Swung on and missed for strike three.
Butler goes down swinging for the first out of the top of the fourth inning.
And that is the third strikeout for Austin Meade. Just like his counterpart for Coldwater, Grant Maurer, all the strikeouts on swinging third strikes.
Brings up Austin Krasminski for the Cardinals.
He was hit by a pitch his first time up.
Got a stolen base after that, advanced to second, but was stranded there.
First pitch to Krasminski is a ball. Meade working quickly, delivers. Strike one. Belt high fastball, just got it inside the zone. Austin Meade's 1-1 pitch coming up. The same part of the plate, 1-2. No score, top of the fourth inning, Coldwater and Parchment. From here at the home of the Cardinals, MHSAA Division II Baseball District Semifinals. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Austin Meade for Parchment seems to be getting a little stronger here as this game goes on. Cardinals having a hard time catching up with that fastball. Two outs in the inning. Randall Litton stepping in for the Cardinals.
I was going to say that Meade's just getting warmed up.
Seems that way. He's settling in pretty good.
First pitch to Linton is a chin-high fastball inside, 1-0.
Left just one base runner out of the last seven that he's faced. That was on a walk to Brandon Lewis.
Linton pops it foul, and it's caught by Zach Roberts in foul territory for the final out of the inning. So much for that ill-advised bunt attempt. No scores. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Coldwater and Parchment, you're listening to the MHSAA Baseball Tournament on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lau Field. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Side, Grant Maurer getting ready to throw to Parchment's 2, 3, and 4 hitters here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alex Dreyer, Zach Roberts, Sam Norquist, the heart of the order. Alex Dreyer, actually, up to this point, Parchment's only base runner. He got on board thanks in part to a throwing error that Grant made after Dreyer hit a hard grounder off of Grant's glove.
Bit of a pitcher's duel here between Grant Maurer for the Cardinals and Austin Meade for the Parchment Panthers. Dreyer steps in. He hit a hard shot line drive right back up the middle that Maurer was able to get his glove on, and then he kind of hurried to the throw after the ball popped out and overthrew first base, hence allowing Dreyer to advance to second. Dreyer takes the first pitch for a ball.
The next pitch swung on, a grounder goes just foul to the first base side. Ryan Mock was giving chase. One ball, one strike on the coach's son, Alex Dreyer. Wind up, Maurer's next pitch, swung on. Fly ball, shallow left center field. Brady Duke was called off by Austin Kresminski for the first out.
Ball was tailing away from Brady Duke in center field, and Austin made the right call to call off Brady. One down in the inning. Zach Roberts, the catcher, steps in for Parchment.
Zach Roberts.
No score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss at a ball that was in the dirt and bounces off of Linton, 0-1.
Yeah, not a good swing for Zach Roberts.
Maurer's 0-1 pitch. Squared up to bunt. It's a pitch that's high and tight, 1-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, no score. There's a strike on a fastball inside.
Good fastball that time on the inside part of the plate for Grant Maurer. 1-2 the count now on Zach Roberts.
The pitch. Swung on, grounder, bounces in fair territory to Lewis. Long throw to Mock at first, 2 up and 2 down.
Another good play by Brandon Lewis. Slow hopper down the third baseline. He had the charge, make the clean play, and came up with a nice throw over to Ryan Mock.
Bases empty, 2 outs. That'll leave things up to Sam Norquist. Fly ball to Brady Duke in shallow center field, and a diving grab for the final out of the first inning. First pitch to Norquist, swing and a miss, strike one.
Again, both teams having a hard time catching up to the fastballs being served up by Grant Maurer for the Cardinals and Austin Meade for the Panthers.
The next pitch ricochets off of Linton and goes back into foul territory. Fortunately, nobody on base for Parchment. 1-1 the count on Norquist. Next pitch, ducked out of the way of that one, 2-1.
Curveball served up by Grant Maurer that time, a little inside.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Grant. Swung on, fly ball, curves, foul toward Hatch Avenue.
2-2 the count now on Norquist. Two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth and no score. Sturgis defeated Vicksburg in the first semifinal game today.
Strike three called.
Curveball froze Sam Norquist, and Maurer racks up his fourth strikeout.
The first strikeout for either pitcher where the batter was caught looking after four, no score. Coldwater and Parchment, you're listening to the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Boat up, drive up, bike up. Get to the Willows any way you can. Saturday specials include your choice of a Polish dog or the Willows' famous Philly cheesesteak, each served with your choice of chips or fries, or try one of the Willows' new wraps. Join the Willows for happy hour weekdays from 3 till 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer. At the Willows, it's not fast food, it's made-to-order food, made when you place your order. The deck is open at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on U.S. 12, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
To the fifth inning we go. No score between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers in this MHSAA Division II baseball district semifinal game from here at Lau Field. No runs, no hits, one error, four left for the Coldwater Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left for the Parchment Panthers. Austin Mead finishing his warm-up tosses. He will throw to Coldwater's 8-9-1 hitters here in the top of the fifth inning. That's Gillette, Duke, and Maurer.
Michael Gillette will lead it off for the Cardinals here in the top of the fifth. Drew a walk his first time up. Cardinals have advanced three runners to second base, but that's as far as they've gotten. And Parchment with just the one base runner who's advanced to second base, and that's all that they've got.
First pitch from Austin Mead. Gillette squaring up to bunt just like Michaela Gillette would have. Slap hit, but it goes foul.
Good idea from Michael. Pretty good speed getting down the first baseline, but bunted it foul.
Think about one of the standout softball players for Coldwater whose season ended prematurely at the hands of state-ranked Parchment earlier today. 8-2 was the final score. So it's going to be Parchment versus either Three Rivers or Vicksburg for the softball district title game out at the Rotary Softball Complex. 1-1 back here, meanwhile, on Michael Gillette. Austin Mead's next pitch. Swung on, and it's foul toward Green Street to our left, 1-2.
Good cut that time by Michael Gillette. Just, again, not able to catch up to that fastball from Austin Mead for the Parchment Panthers.
The 1-2 pitch from Mead swung on, and again foul, and again out of play toward Green Street.
Well, if any of the Cardinals are able to square up on one of these fastballs, the ball could travel quite a ways. Austin Mead providing a lot of the power.
Swing and a miss, strike three at a high fastball.
Michael might have swung it a ball there out of the zone. First out for the Cardinals here in the top of the fifth. Going to bring up Brady Duke, center fielder for Coldwater.
He struck out swinging his first at-bat.
Came up with a nice defensive play, though, to end the first inning for Parchment. Nice diving catch of a line drive.
Duke, however, one of five strikeout victims for the pitcher, Austin Mead. Mead delivers strike one as Duke swings and misses. Next offering for Mead, swing and a miss, strike two.
Well, Brady appears to be on it, just missing by a little bit. Two strikes to count on Brady Duke.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three.
Well, another strikeout racked up for Austin Mead.
His sixth. Base is empty, two outs, and a scoreless game. Here in the top of the fifth inning, that'll leave things up to Grant Maurer.
Back to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Grant bounced out to first base unassisted and lined out to the second baseman.
First pitch is in the dirt. Good butterfly save by Zach Roberts, the catcher. 1-0. Again, according to our tally, neither team has racked up an official hit so far. Swing and a fly ball foul toward Hatch Avenue to our right. 1-1 the count on Grant.
Cardinals without a base runner since the third inning, and Parchment without a base runner since
the first inning. Great game being played here at Lyle Field. The 1-1 pitch is high and tight, 2-1. No score between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers. The next pitch from Austin Mead is on its way. 3-1. It did not miss on that curveball by much.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Grant get on. You got the 2-3-4 hitters coming up right after him.
Swing and a grounder pass the diving third baseman Jones. The first official hit for either team in this game is a two-out single by Grant Maurer for the Cardinals.
It's going to bring up Brendan Spangler for Coldwater. Brendan drew a walk, had a stolen base in the first inning, but kind of got caught in no man's land on a ground ball hit by Brandon Lewis. Then Brendan lined out to the left fielder.
One of just two walks given up by Austin Mead. He delivers the first pitch to Brendan. Brendan fouls it toward the third base side and actually toward Green Street to our left, 0-1.
Yep, see if Coach Spangler puts him in motion again. He's been doing that in this situation, trying to get that runner to second base to get into scoring position. There goes Maurer.
Gets a ball, the throw to the shortstop covering second, not in time, a stolen base for Grant Maurer.
A little indecision on the umpire's part, but the call went Coldwater's way. Grant Maurer in with another stolen base for the Cardinals. Going to get a courtesy runner for Grant.
A pinch runner in the form of Chris Vandenhout. Yeah, I guess since he is the pitcher, he would be a courtesy runner, wouldn't he? I'm so used to seeing Grant as a shortstop, too. But again, Vandenhout is the courtesy runner for Grant Maurer, just a little bit quicker out on the base paths.
Fifth stolen base already for the Cardinals here.
1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Brendan Spangler with a 1-2 count.
Boy, it sure be nice to see old Brendo come up with a base hit here.
Come on, you can do it, Brendo. Come on, buddy.
The 1-2 pitch from Austin Mead, swung on and fouled and out of play.
Good crowd here for this game today. Sturgis folks hanging around, obviously, waiting the winner of this game.
Out comes the Parchment head coach, Rob Dreyer, for a conference at the Hill. Defensive strategies more than likely being discussed. We can tell you while there's a break in the action that you can treat yourself right at Dairy Queen. Get the DQ $5 lunch. Your choice of a quarter-pound grill burger with cheese, three chicken strips, or a chili cheese dog, all with a regular fry, drink, and small sundae for just $5, available every day from 10:30 to 4. For a limited time, buy one Orange Julius and get another one for just 99 cents. The May Blizzard and Blizzard Cake of the Month is confetti cake at the Coldwater Dairy Queen on South Division Street, Coldwater. Conference is over. Brendan Spangler steps back into the left-handed batter's box. Austin Mead, the right-handed pitcher, delivers a 1-2 pitch. It's a pop-up foul and, again, out of play. Spangler staying alive in the at-bat.
See if we can get a baseball score on the Brunson-Quincy game.
I'll check that WTVB scoreboard shortly. Good eye. 2-2 the count on Spangler. Pretty enticing fastball just a bit outside.
2-2 the count on Brendan.
No score here in the top of the fifth inning. The Cardinals have a runner on second with two outs. Swing and another foul.
Well, Brendan hanging tough there. A little reminiscent of Victor Martinez last night in the Tiger game.
It was a 10-pitch at-bat that V-Mart had before he uncorked the three-run homer that propelled the Tigers to the lead and eventually the win.
And Seattle had walked Miguel Cabrera to pitch to Victor Martinez, and he made him pay. 2-2 the count on Brendan. Comes the pitch from Mead.
Swing and another foul. Well, really, in Seattle's defense, their new manager, Lloyd McClendon, who used to be Jim Leland's top assistant with the Tigers, probably saw that coming.
Well, you know, you pick your poison in that situation. You know, you got Miguel Cabrera, arguably the best hitter in all of baseball, and Victor Martinez probably the hottest hitter right now in all of baseball.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Cardinals leave a runner on. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. No score between the Cardinals and the Parchment Panthers. You're listening to coverage of the MHSAA baseball tournament on WTVB.
Get out of town. That's right. Get out of town. Hey, it's Joe Hisong, general manager here at Harold Chevrolet Buick, telling you it's time to get out of town. So for the rest of the month, we're going to help you. Come on in, get a new or used vehicle, and we're going to send you on a trip. You ask me, where to? Well, let me just give you a couple of choices you have. Lake Tahoe, Williamsburg, Hilton Head, Orlando, Florida, just to name a few. So, for the remainder of the month, you come in, pick out any new or used car, and we're sending you on a vacation. Summer's almost here, and it's time to plan. Do I want to go to Hawaii? Well, that's one of your choices. So not only do you get the guaranteed lowest prices around on all new cars and trucks and sport utilities, but you also get a trip. Sounds too good to be true? Well, come on in and check it out. Now till the end of the month. Harold Chevrolet is the home of the double guarantee. Guaranteed lowest prices, guaranteed credit approval. This vacation offer only lasts till the end of the month, so come in early for best selection. See us just north of the mound, downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com.